WOSU is in its second season of the podcast Rivet, where we follow the next generation of workers. Tens of thousands of Columbus area young people are not working or in school. And at the same time, more than a quarter million jobs in Central Ohio remain unfilled. For the second episode, host Leticia Wiggins met a young woman who was initially hesitant to pursue her dream of becoming a dentist.
It was Bill and Gura's first day at a new school. The 45-minute bus ride to a different city gave her plenty of time to wonder if she was making the right choice.
Before the first day of school, I was panicking. I was like, oh my gosh, I have no friends here. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to talk to anybody. I really thought I'm never going to laugh again.
Dylan kicked off her junior year by switching schools, from Licking Heights High School to SeaTech Licking County, a career technical school that trains students to work in in-demand industries right after graduation. The reason for the switch? During a sophomore year trip to SeaTech, Billen connected with a teacher, Chris Hall, who confirmed her dream of being a dentist was possible.
Through talking to her and seeing the stuff we were doing, I was like, being a dentist, going through this dental assisting program is really interesting to me, so maybe I want to pursue it. I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do.
Enrolling in SeaTech's dental assistant training program gave Billen a head start on her career. She could start working right after graduation and earn $30,000 to $45,000 a year. Still, she couldn't help wonder if leaving her friends behind was worth it. She had her doubts.
I was like, okay, but if I go to SeaTech, I'm not going to see any of my friends anymore. I'm going to be in a whole different school with nobody I know. So then I was like, I don't know if I should do this.
While high school diplomas don't mean as much to employers as they once did, jobs that require technical skills or associate degrees are on the rise. These positions make up 24% of the workforce, while the percentage is growing each year. Career technical education is gaining popularity for those looking to learn a trade.
And some people just think all we do is suction up spit. So
when you enter Chris Hall's classroom at SeaTech, you enter two worlds at once. The right side is the same as any other high school, cluster of tables and chairs. But look to the left and you're transported to a dentist's office. Trays, dental picks, and a row of long green reclining chairs topped with bright overhanging lights. This is where students like Billen practice fillings on model teeth and other cleaning exercises.
You like it?
Yeah.
The classroom is at capacity, and Hall says enrollment numbers are rising each year.
I usually have between 50 and 55 students applying for my program, and we accept between 24 and 26. So there's a waiting list. Kids are calling over the summer, hey, has anybody left that dental program yet? You know, can I have my kid slide in there? They are now understanding how valuable SeaTech is. And it's just not my program. It's other programs out there have that same problem I have, if it's a problem.
A spokesperson from SeaTech says they're getting calls from employers looking for workers daily. And while the demand is rising, Hall says the program isn't for everyone, which is why the hands-on experience is so important for students.
I always tell my students, you can't get grossed out by chewed up Cheetos and chewed up Oreo cookies, because it's not for you. Sometimes they get here and they realize that it's not for them. Others just embrace it and fall in love with it like I did.
By the end of her junior year, Billen's laughing again. She loves her classes and is making new friends while keeping her old ones. Now she has a message for her future self.
Bigger Billen, older Billen, I hope that you're happy and one day you open your practice.
Billen smiles when thinking about the future, and it's a bright one. She's getting experience in the dental field as a 17-year-old, pursuing her dream.
Watch out, because Billen Gura is going to become a dentist one day. I'm going to put that out in the universe.
For WOSU News, I'm Leticia Wiggins.
WOSU's podcast Rivet is part of American Graduate Getting to Work. That's a national initiative made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. You can hear the podcast and learn more about career readiness at WOSU.org/American Graduate.